Welcome back. Have you noticed an increase in crime in your area? Reading our local news headlines reveals lawlessness growing. We can complain and be fearful, or we can use our faith and intercede. We can say enough is enough. Not on our watch will violence spiral out of control. Not even the gates of hell shall prevail against the praying church. For the month of June, we will focus our prayers on crime in all its facets. Topics will include our local law enforcement, county and regional forces, types of crime affecting our county, prisons and juvenile halls, those involved at the courthouse, criminals, and Christian prison ministries. As we unite in prayer, let's petition the Lord to make our county a safe place to live, for lives bent on evil to turn around and meet the Savior and be transformed by the Holy Spirit for His glory and our peace of mind. So the two types of crimes we're dealing with today and praying for is assault. Assault is violent physical or verbal attack to physically harm or threaten with harm. Cities in San Bernardino County with the highest assault rates, ranging starting at the highest 13% to 5.2%, include Green Valley Lake, Needles, Hinckley, Yermo, Oro Grande, Pioneer Town, Blue Jay, Amboy, Nipton, Adelanto, and Baker, Chino, and Barstow. Robbery is the action of taking property unlawfully from a person or place by force or threat of force. So it's not like stealing, it's beyond that. It's extortion. Cities in San Bernardino County with the highest robbery percentage is from 9.5% to 2.5% are Pinyon Hills, Searles Valley, Angeles Oaks, Needles, Chino, Adelanto, Highland, Sugarloaf, and San Bernardino, our county seat. So let's pray. Father God, we are going to speak your word as we pray, knowing that crime is such a big thing and it affects so many people. So you say in Isaiah 60 verse 18, no longer will violence be heard in your land, nor ruin or destruction within your borders, but you will call your walls salvation and your gates praise. We pray for this to happen in our county and its borders. We ask our walls would be salvation, that many would come to the Lord and find grace, mercy, and new direction for their lives. We speak to our gates with praise. We thank you for all the many arrests made, the criminals apprehended, the lives saved, and the bullies stopped. We pray this increases. As David cried out in Psalm 74:20, the dark places of the land are full of habitations of violence. We especially lift up the cities mentioned above with the highest levels of assault and robbery. We pray Psalm 55:9 that you would confuse, O Lord, their conversations. May the groups planning harm be divided and not agree so that violence and strife would stop. You know, O Lord, what's in their hearts. May the Holy Spirit invade their minds, revealing what's in their hearts. And for those who have family members praying for them, may they be convicted and stop and get out of the bad company that corrupts their morals. Father God, one of your commands is not to steal. You love justice and you hate robbery and wrongdoing, and you will give them back their recompense. You also say vengeance is yours, and we don't pray for that, but we pray that those who took by force, who wasn't right, what wasn't rightfully theirs, that they would give it back and do what is just and right. Help them to turn from their sin, restore their honor. And as you say in Ephesians 4:28, let the thief steal no longer, but rather let them labor, doing honest work with their own hands, so that they may have something to share with anyone in need. And we declare our county will be a place of safety for everyone. And we thank you, Lord, that you are greater in us than he that is in the world. In Jesus' name.